This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer and FM 93.7, two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And, of course, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on a third watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Special shout-out, as always, goes out to our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women behind the wheels, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and, of course, to Felix and John and the other bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail and bringing Santa's gifts and everything else they're doing to the post office. Now, our suicide jockeys get a special shout-out, too, for hauling the gas, diesel, and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go, as well as our Amazon warehouse folks and our Amazon drivers, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go there, check it out, and see what you can find that might interest you. There's plenty there to look at. All righty, joining us right now, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Good morning, Colonel. You there, Colonel?
I am.
The crowd, the multitude of crowds out there on the rooftop has been waiting for you, and there they are. They're shouting and they're yelling, and they're getting ready to get on the bus to go somewhere. Who knows? They're probably going to SeaWorld for all I know. But anyway, they're done. So you got your welcome today. All right, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Captain, I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States,
of America,
and to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice
for all.
And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God, because our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, I don't know what's going on here, but I got this alert again, and I'm looking at it again. There's something right now, ladies and gentlemen, going on at the Baghdad International Airport, and it involves an airplane. That's all I'm going to tell you because I can't see what else is involved here. But I don't know if something nefarious has happened or what the deal is, but apparently something has happened in Baghdad that we'll be hearing about on all the national news here shortly once they get the confirmation of what I'm looking at, which I can't confirm. Like, all I can tell you is I can turn the scanner on because I actually have the scanner to the Baghdad International Airport, and I'm listening to their radio transmissions.
Yeah, that would be startling. Of course, it's been a couple of months. We had that big attack on civilians in Baghdad a while back. But, that's something to stay tuned to. I haven't picked it up as I scroll here as well, so... Yeah, you got the first inkling of that. It'll be interesting to see what it is and from whence it came and what the reaction will be to it.
Yeah. Now, here's where I want to go, because this we have to talk about, and we may have to take this into the second segment. It's time for the GOP to wake up, Colonel, and dive into the swamp and get in there with both hands, get dirty, and start throwing mud back at these people that are trying to throw mud at us. Fight fire with fire. The Dems seem to be light years ahead of us when it comes to the early voting and the voter harvesting and all that stuff. Now, I think it's time for us to get down and dirty and play the game to win and do whatever it takes to win.
Yeah, and Captain, that's beyond just the elections. But yeah, let's look at the most recent news, the outcome of the Georgia Senate race. And I think it buttresses the argument that you're making right now. Let's take a look at that. It's a little bit harder to track turnout in Georgia this year, particularly in primaries where they don't have to register by party. However, what it looks like is that there was several thousand more Republicans that did not vote in the Georgia Senate race in Georgia than Democrats.
Yep.
And so we got to ask, why is that? Why that is something that ought to be affected. You would think it's something that got that incredible attention. Well, I will tell you one thing where we failed. The lieutenant governor in Georgia, a fellow named Jeff Duncan, mm-hmm. who before, while I was a Georgia resident, was campaigning to run for that. He was at that time my final and last choice for lieutenant governor. I was extremely disappointed that he won, mm-hmm. and he demonstrated why. He made Liz Cheney look like a super MAGA Republican, because while Georgia was voting, he came out on CBS News and he said that the Republican candidate was the worst candidate in history. And now he is saying, after the election results in, that we got that the Republican Party has nobody to blame but President Trump for the loss in Georgia. And that with Republicans like that, who needs enemies?
Well, you're right, and I've got no use for somebody that would say something like that. There's a much smarter way to say it without making yourself look out to be like you're an idiot and don't know what you're talking about, because, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think Trump ever set foot in Georgia to campaign for Herschel, did he?
Very early on he did. He didn't endorse him, but you're right. Just like Biden, for different reasons, they let others do that. But,
Okay. All right, hold that thought. We got the music coming, sir. Hold that thought. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more with retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Going to talk some Ukraine stuff, too, here in a little bit. I'll be right back.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Thanks very much, Frank. Appreciate it. Frank will be around tomorrow on Friday. You're going to want to hear what he has to say. Check his website out, too, undergroundusa.com. And if you're on Facebook, if you're on Facebook, you can go to the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus and find out what's going on there with Colonel Kevin and all of the stuff that he has to offer. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive. Yep, Moss Family Automotive, and this time it's the Nissan dealerships with Moss Nissan, spelled M-A-U-S. Now, they've got dealerships in Crystal River, the big flagship location in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, plus the Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and the all-new, brand-spanking-new Can-Eat-Off-the-Floor dealership in Brooksville, Florida, on Highway 50 right there at the Suncoast Parkway. Just on the south side of the road, just east of the parkway on State Route 50. So check them out online, see what they have to offer, and then take a little drive and see what you can do. Now remember, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, that's fire, EMS, police, as well as church pastors, too, all get great deals afforded to them on their vehicles, new or pre-owned. Now, we also have the Moss Care program that gives you free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. So don't forget, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Check it out and see what they can do for you. All right, back to retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and good morning again, Colonel, and I hope you're having a fine day.
Oh, good morning, Captain. Also, a great start. Thank you.
Yes, sir, and I got the scanner on in the background because I'm trying to figure out what the heck's going on with all this activity. There's a bunch of activity in Baghdad, folks, and at the international airport, and We're not sure what's going on there, but for me to be able to listen to them means that something big is going on, or I never wouldn't be able to hear it. Because they put that on that's where all the big activity's going on. Anyway, Chunky Boy Schumer was all excited yesterday and was celebrating his 51-49 Senate lead and congratulating Raphael Warnock and what a great job he did. And now the Republicans, if they wanted to get on board with the Democrats, they could. Otherwise, the Democrats were just going to leave him in the dust.
Well, unfortunately, it looks like we've got some Republican senators that are altogether willing to do exactly what he suggests, which is to get on board with them. That is not in line with what we talked about. It isn't just about, we don't want to shut down a functioning government, but we want a government that functions properly and for the people and in appreciation of the United States Constitution. And that is, despite their words to the contrary, that's exactly what the Democrats have done and what they feel emboldened by their margin of one seat on the Senate to do, which is nuts. But nevertheless, Senate Minority Leader McConnell seems to be coaching some of the other fellow senators to kind of play backtrack and go along to do along just so they can say, well, we got some things done and we did it in a bipartisan way. Well, it didn't work. He had his day. It isn't working like you talked about in earlier sessions this morning. McConnell is just somebody that is yesterday's Senate Republican leader. He just is.
Well, I believe it's time for a cleaning of the House. And by House, I mean their leadership. I believe that the Republicans need to say, okay, listen, we know we got to have a different sense of direction in the Senate. I'm willing to give McCarthy the benefit of the doubt for a couple of years and see what he can do. And then if he can't do it, he's going to have to move over and go from there. What do you think?
I think you're right. And there's this includes the party apparatus itself. I had discussions yesterday with some folks, and they indicated that they thought that Ron McDaniel had the votes to do that. I'm not so sure. We'll see. I do know that Zeldin withdrew, I understand, from this person I talked to, withdrew yesterday. We thought he was going to announce he was going to run against her to challenge her to be the RNC chair, but apparently he withdrew. But she's still got some pretty solid opposition. And if nothing else, competition is good because it keeps folks honest. McConnell needs more competition. All the leaders, those that chair committees, they need honest competition. We need Freedom Caucus folks to step up, hold the line, for no other reason is to make sure that the Republicans stay true to the messages and the things that those that did get our narrow margin of victory in the House, if they're held true to that, and try to stem this scary tide that appears to be appearing in the Senate, which is not going to be helpful. House can do everything, but there's certain things the Senate can do that can stop anything from doing, or to allow Joe Biden to continue to do the nutso things that he's done in his time in office so far.
All right. Now, let's take a caller here. Let me see. Okay. Good morning, caller. Is this back, Evan Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain. I just wanted to ask the Colonel.
Go ahead.
Do you think that we should go to the House and hold hearings on all these different agencies that are going outside their normal boundaries that they can do, like the FBI, the IRS, like the Lois Lerner thing and the FBI, and put all these people on the witness stand so we can expose them? And I mean all the individuals involved down to the lowest, from the highest to the lowest, and expose exactly what they've done and stuff. All right, that's it, Captain.
Okay, well, first of all, Colonel, I can't believe Backgammon Bob wasn't listening to me in the earlier show, because I've talked about this consistently for weeks and weeks and weeks, ever since Kevin McCarthy came out and said it, he was going to do it. They are going to bring on cabinet officials and people in the government that have had positions where they're going to ask them what they did, why they did it, what went wrong, what are you planning on doing to fix this or that, whatever. They are planning on doing that.
Oh, yeah, well, without argument. And I think he's specifically referring to what has become clear, what we suspect and we know. We believe very strongly now to be true, and it'll be revealed is that the collusion between the federal government, this administration, and big tech, that is an extraordinary thing. Mm-hmm. Everything else aside, the Biden, the Hunter Biden story, a whole array of things, the January 6th, a whole array of things, they almost pale in comparison to if this administration colluded with big tech. That is no longer the defense of, well, private organizations, they can make choices about who that they want to cover up and not include stories and all that. It's what they do. No, that goes by the wayside. That is a clear violation of the First Amendment and the most fundamental right bestowed upon us throughout our history. And that puts, despite all the fubery about the January 6th, this is a genuine and real threat to our Republican form of government. And to not investigate it would be, it just got to happen, plain and simple.
Now, can you stick around for another segment?
Captain, I will.
Okay, good, because I want to get going here on something here militarily. After the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about Putin. We're going to talk about his missiles, who's got what. We're going to talk about whether or not we can think about seeing any peace down the line. But in the meantime, getting back to McCarthy and getting back to Twitter and getting back to Elon Musk and this Matt Taibbi, he's dropping more information on the Twitter files and exposing the attempt for the cover-up. And then they got this guy, the ex-Twitter lawyer who got fired and who was part of the Russian collusion hoax with the FBI, namely Mr. Baker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mr. Baker.
Bad guy.
Yeah, so
bad guy. And they caught him again with his hands in a cookie jar.
Yeah, of course, he did a short stint with CNN before he went over to Twitter after being removed. I mean, that's pretty bad. When you get removed from your position on a very partisan FBI, and then you go to CNN, then you go to Twitter, holy smokes. Mm-hmm. What more do you need? Hey, America, what more do you need to know before you get angry? Republicans, Democrats, independents, if you're an American, you should be totally bent out of shape over this and this guy Baker and his connection with the other array of characters in our Department of Justice and FBI.
Needs to go to jail after they make sure that they offer him a deal if he'll spill the beans. All right, hold that thought there, Colonel. Folks, we'll be right back. More retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. And don't forget to check out his Vimeo broadcast called Military Matters. Military Matters. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Hi, Shotgun.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on Newsmax overnight says Republicans will hold people accountable in the Biden administration through the Oversight Committee next term. On January 3rd, we'll find out if the California Republican will become Speaker of the House.
In the last two elections, the only Republican entity to win is the House. Our goal was to stop the Biden agenda, win the majority, and fire Nancy Pelosi. We just achieved all that. What we really need to do is find a way that we all come together.
Democrat Representative from New York, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is under investigation by the House Ethics Committee. The House has decided to announce its final course of action after its organizational meeting sometime in 2023. The House is set to give final approval today for legislation protecting same-sex marriages into federal law. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Thank you very much, Frank. You'll hear Frank tomorrow morning in this time slot. Look forward to talking to him again. UndergroundUSA.com is his website. In the meantime, we are talking with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright from the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, as well as Military Matters. Look them up on the Internet, and you'll be surprised at what you see and very proud that you found it. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell before, the inventor of MyPillow, and, of course, he's got the great MyPillow.com website. You can go over there. It's Christmas time. You can shop till you drop, literally. And I'll tell you what, if you go over there, go into the Radio Listener Specials page. That's where all the big discounts are. And you get in there, you use the promo code CAPTAIN. And if you want to talk to a live person, you can call them up at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. You can save an insane amount of money on a lot of things there right now. There are some products in there that are marked down as much as 90%. There's a bunch of stuff marked down 75%, another bunch marked down 66%, another bunch 50%. They got some of the buy one, get one specials in there. It's all on the Radio Listener Specials page. Again, promo code will always be CAPTAIN. The promo code will always be CAPTAIN. They get you in there. They get you your savings. And if you want to talk to a live person, 800-641-5459. So, Merry Christmas to you and yours. And a special shout-out to our listeners up there in the Delmarva area, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia. We appreciate all of you up there to tuning in here. And we'll have more to say about them here in the next segment here after the Colonel and I get done talking. And good morning again, Colonel Wright.
And good morning, Captain.
Now, Vladimir Putin is firing missiles, lots of them, into the Ukraine, some of which have no explosives on them. So I guess he's just trying to say, hey, we're here, catch me if you can, or whatever. But in the meantime, the Ukrainians are firing their drones and sending their drones deep into Russia, a couple hundred miles or thereabouts. They actually hit an airbase that had nuclear-capable bombers on the runway.
Yeah, I tell you, look at that. Yeah, it was just yesterday. Putin launched about 100 missiles, and they're pretty errant, and it was about sending a message. You know, Putin may be crazy, maybe doing things, but he's not stupid. You know, he's got to know, and I'm sure the missile attack and all that has to do with what things that have been the United States has said publicly, but it also has to do with what you're suggesting, which is that there's no way that Ukraine could do some of the things it does because it didn't have the capabilities, the intelligence to do that with that kind of accuracy and that kind of success. So, yeah, absolutely. Thank goodness we're being quiet about it, because we should, about some of the support that we've been able to provide to allow that to happen, which has led to Putin doing the things that he did with those 100 errant missile strikes. But clearly we've got boots on the ground. Now they might be soft shoes, there might be other things, but as Americans that are helping to direct that in a military way, in addition to other things, that's pretty clear, and we'll see to what end that will be, if there is an end.
Well, that's the other thing. How does Putin get out of this without losing face? And by the way, there's a rumor that if he actually loses this war in the Ukraine, he's already made plans to go to Venezuela.
Well, I'm sure that would be one place on the earth where he would be welcome. But, that is an interesting question. I don't think it'll happen anytime soon, because I do believe this still remains a protracted war. I don't think the end to Putin in power is on the immediate horizon. And it does matter very much in outcome in the year and how he reacts and to what degree he will do things that will increasingly cause the folks, the people of Russia, to do what, folks in China and other places are doing, to where it becomes beyond his control, which would all be good things. That is stuff that, doesn't cost us money to have the actual Russian people do like the Chinese people are doing. That would be a good thing, but I don't think that's on the near horizon, and I don't think him coming to the negotiating table is any, and Zelensky himself says that he doesn't have any motivation at this point to come to the negotiating table either. So we're going to continue to fight a proxy war, which will be a protracted war for the indefinite future, in my opinion. But, you know, it's one of those things. You never know. Things can occur. Things can happen. You know, just like this late breaking news, why something may be occurring in Baghdad, and you can't separate out any of these events anywhere in that region or beyond that region for what occurs there. That's just the nature of the way that the world operates now. It's just the immediate news, immediate impact, and it's hard for the reporters to stay ahead of what's actually going on and what impact they'll have. And a lot of times it's guessing. And you never know what the truth will be until you discern it, until you can actually factually report what it is on the ground.
You're absolutely right. And, of course, with the modern technology we have out there, you can find out about things within a matter of minutes and, be able to verify stuff and whatnot. And there's so much bad going on that the bad always comes out because they always want to make that the news, you know, wherever it is. You don't hear about good news anymore for the most part, do you?
Yeah, and you're right. And misinformation is a part of information warfare. And that's not always an evil thing, but all nations do that. They are very protective about that. It's a part of the information warfare, and part of that is misinformation. We've seen it. All nations do it, good and bad nations do it. And so it becomes more difficult in that light to discern well, where was the source of this information? How does it correlate with the reality on the ground? But you're right. Information is comes out very, very quickly, but discerning what its meaning is and its veracity is a different story.
Now, on Monday of this week, a $60 per barrel price cap on Russian seaborne crude took effect. The Russians are saying that it hasn't bothered them one way or the other, that they're not paying any attention to it. But to go from 80-some-odd dollars a barrel down to $60 a barrel has got to hurt your pocketbook.
Yeah, we haven't been able to, with the Europeans and, you know, the nations like Hungary that are very reliant on Russian oil and all that, we haven't been able to have the as much an impact on where it really hurts Vladimir Putin there. But, yeah, I think you're right. Every bit of that matters. It does. It's like, you know, we had the remembrance of Pearl Harbor Day, and the primary motivation for Tokyo's attack at Pearl Harbor was the fact that they didn't have resources. They relied for years before that on the oil and resources from the United States of America, and we were plan neutral. And then we changed games on that, and so they took a great risk and did that, and so it matters. And despite all the green energy folks out there, hey, fossil fuels are still a driver on what occurs in the world, and you got to wake up to that, and that's driving Putin, that's driving the markets, and it's driving our internal politics here in the United States of America as well. So it matters. Oil still matters.
Then you got California.
And you got California.
I think they're going to run on seawater.
They'll run on something. I don't know. I got to wonder. I'd like to know what's powering Governor Newsom out there, because it's certainly anything that known to modern man anything, but something keeps him going and all that and supported.
He is now proposing a civil penalty on oil companies. He cannot call it a tax, because in order to call it a tax, he would have to get the legislature involved, and two-thirds of them would have to agree on a tax, and I don't think they're going to do that.
Yeah, there's enough one or two sane Democrats serving there in Sacramento, not many, that would say, no, sir, you don't. So, yeah, it's amazing the extent to which some of these extraordinarily woke governors, and Newsom being number one, well, governor out there would do some things that would, you know, a couple of years ago would be unspeakable, but they're doing the unspeakable, the unthinkable, and they're trying to employ it. And, the civil business is altogether different ballgame. And he's smart enough to play it, but dumb enough to take the policy stances that he does.
Well, I really appreciate you sticking around for an extra segment. Appreciate your contribution to the show. I get a lot of great comments. I know you do, too. So I look forward to seeing you when I see you, which could be as soon as next Tuesday or earlier. Who knows?
Yeah, Captain. My pleasure, as always.
All right. Take care, my friend.
All right. Have a great day, Captain.
All righty. Retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, George. Good morning, Eric. Good morning, Lynn. Lots of people, and let's see who else is in there. Oh, good morning, Jeff, and good morning, Renee. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Captain's America Third Watch coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Final warning. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to welcome everyone listening in Orlando, Florida on our new affiliates AM 950 and FM 94.9. And we want to hear from you. Call us at 1-877-969-8600. And now take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. And yes, we appreciate very much you folks tuning into us over there in Orlando. And we certainly look forward to talking to more of you as the season rolls along here, Christmas time and whatnot. And you're always welcome to call the show at 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. Don't be afraid to pick up the phone and give us a jingle, because we're just like anybody else you'll be talking to. Happy to hear from you. And it is all about we the people. Now, next, next Tuesday, besides our Have Lunch with the Captain series at West Waters Mission Barbecue, I'll be that night down at Mixon's Groveside Cafe, Mixon's Fruit Farm, for the Manatee Patriots Christmas Potluck Party. I'll be the master of ceremonies for the event. It's going to be a very well-attended and good event. A lot of people are going to be there. That this is a time when everybody gets out together and we have a great time together. And we certainly appreciate it. And, you know, I want to take the opportunity to say a special shout-out to Walt up there on WGMD, which is our connection to the Delmarva area. Great radio station up there. And, of course, they're on 92.7 and 98.5, a couple of FM frequencies, the Talk of Delmarva. And we're very happy to be over there on that station. And, of course, we want to take an opportunity to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to the great crew that works up there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's Blinds and Decor have been in business, it seems like, forever. Located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down in Sarasota. Remember, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. They'll come to you in the Sarasota, Manatee area. They'll also come to you in the South Tampa area. They do have some restrictions as to how far they go. Now, you can stop by and see them in the store, or you can give them a phone call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, the number, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. Now, I want to talk a little bit about a well-known fact these days, that the Republican establishment has become a bunch of perennial losers. The Georgia runoff was a catastrophe, as anticipated and as warned about by yours truly and others. And now they want to triple down on the losing. A Republican senator from North Carolina, Tom Tillis, has already struck a deal with the Democrats to give amnesty to millions of illegals, perhaps as many as 5 million. He doesn't know. We don't know. I think it's more than that. This is totally unacceptable, folks. And I don't know about you, but I'm not going to stop fighting to tell the truth about this betrayal and these people that keep wanting to do this. You can't take people and put them ahead of the ones that have been here legally, that are waiting the length of time they're supposed to wait to become citizens. You can't take people that just crashed our border and give them amnesty above and beyond people that are waiting to get it legally. You can't do it. And to stop this amnesty for millions of illegals and fight against these rhinos, which is what they are in Congress, who don't care about the U.S. citizens who elected them and are ignoring the people and the rule of law that's in place and the procedure that's there, as I just told you, you can't take these other people and put them ahead of anybody. So, Senator Tillis, you've been had, and we're going to keep talking about you on this program, like it or not. By the way, Joe Biden wouldn't go over the border the other day, right down there in Arizona. And according to retired Border Patrol Chief Rodney Scott, he said that he's not surprised that President Biden did not want to go across the border because he did not want to stand by the mess that he personally created with his policies. And remember yesterday, we lost a U.S. Border Patrol agent chasing some illegals on an ATV. Had an accident, ATV rolled over, killed the agent, Border Patrol. What a shame. We understand he's got a family, he's got little kids. What a shame. And it wouldn't be a surprise at all, but you think they're going to admit we got a problem on the border? His press secretary continues to say that the border is secure. They lie. They say everybody crossing the border is an asylum seeker. Really? Really? Well, I must have missed something along the way because we got people coming across that border that are criminals, that are terrorists, that are everything that's bad that we don't want in this country. And when Title 42 goes away, it's going to get worse. Because any time that people know they can commit a crime with no consequences, and you don't think they're not telling them that? Hey, come to America. You can steal the stuff you need to have and still get money. There's some truth in that. And it's hard to say that things are going to get worse because it's totally overwhelming the agents today. We don't talk about the criminals. We don't talk about the terrorists. We don't talk about all the narcotics that are being poured across the border with that hundreds of miles of border that are already wide open. And there's not going to be anybody left on the border to actually arrest anyone if Title 42 goes through. Think about that for a minute. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. Think about that for a minute. And finally, Walmart, of all places, Walmart is going to start closing stores. They're raising their prices right now because of the thefts that they've had in the big blue cities. Blue cities, blue cities. Hint, hint, hint. Democrats. And as a result, a lot of people are going to be out of work. Target, CVS, Best Buy, Home Depot, all starting to close stores, starting to do different things to guard against all this stuff that's being stolen from them. It's just unbelievable. All right, well, let me see here. We're in store for a treat.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, okay? Tillis and Lindsey Graham and Mitch, they're Democrats. They're Democrats that hate this country. You know, Carrie Lake, before she lost, she was up like 400-some-odd thousand votes or some crazy number. I heard her on the radio. She goes, you know, we got this. We got this. I said to myself, honey, you know, you ain't got nothing. You don't know what you're in for. Okay, this was but before they shut, you know, after they closed the polls, and it's 4 or 5 days, 6 days to count, where Bill Gates and another guy, another left-wing hack, Rich, you understand, they got this down to a science. They got this down to a science. Until the Republicans, until Donald Trump gets serious about getting this down to a science, I can't believe, I think Herschel lost by 2-point-some-odd percent votes. Now, you're telling me there's 1 million-and-some-odd people that voted for Warlock. You gotta be kidding me. I can't even believe there's that many dumb people in Georgia that would vote 1 million. And he lost by like 45,000 votes. So what I'm telling you is, until they have this down to a science, they know that they can match you with 1 million votes, this and that, they gotta beat you by 30,000-40,000. Okay? That's the game plan. Okay? And we keep getting, and what's the amazing thing about Donald was, okay, and the left is saying to themselves, we can't let that happen again. Donald walked off the escalator, because I called him 50 times, and he walked into the White House after dusting 17 people. Okay? That doesn't happen, and the left is saying to themselves, we can't let that happen, and we can't let nobody beat us. Okay?
Say goodbye,
until the get to work and save the country.
All right. Computer just shut him off. Can't do anything about it. Okay, I'll be back tonight with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Friday morning is going to be a big shoe, a really big shoe. In the meantime, I will see you all later.
Hey, folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.